Penguin Audio presents Wanderlust by Anne Aguirre, read by Susanna Duff. Chapter 1. The hearings have been going on for days. I don't know why I thought it was over, just because we got the truth out. There are always people who refuse to believe it, or want to analyze what they've seen 74 times before they even try to accept that reality has changed. I've been answering the same questions under oath for them for the last week, so I'm at the end of my patience when I'm summoned, yet again. The Roombot tells me, "Your presence is required in Conference Room 7J, Sarantha Jax." Well, of course it is. My eyes burn as I step out into the pristine white corridor. I feel oddly fragile, as if my bones have grown too big for my skin. I haven't been sleeping well in what used to be Farwan's staff dormitory, and they won't let me see March. They're keeping us sequestered to make sure we don't synchronize our stories, I guess. The conglomerate-appointed task force has a great interest in getting at the truth, which is understandable, given that we've known only what the Corps chose to disseminate for decades now. The conglomerate spent countless centuries as an impotent coalition of planetary representatives, holding sessions and debating issues that never changed anything. Now all the representatives are gathered on New Terra, jockeying for power and trying to fill the void left by Farwan's fall. At this point, the conglomerate can't be blamed for its zeal.